beyond the R rating and steal the wonderful, brilliant opening weekend numbers, big numbers. Beyond that, you actually auditioned for this role. I was surprised, I think, more than anything. I mean, I think I might have been more surprised by your Jane Seymour auditioning for a role than I was about Jane Seymour being topless. What made you actually audition for this?
I did. Yeah.
When's the last time you auditioned for something? I mean, decades ago.
Decades ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't know you had to sign your name. I'm sitting there, I'm waiting, and I said, gosh, you know, they made me wait like almost an hour, and they said, you signed in, didn't you? And I went, no. We've got to sign in first. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I auditioned, and it's actually a very healthy thing. You know, a lot of major actresses are auditioning now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just need to see you in a different light. And mm-hmm. I was just glad that somebody gave me the opportunity to come in and show it, because people would say, oh, no, she's Dr. Quinn. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, she can't play this part. And when I did, and I, you know, surprised them, they had me come in a second time because they couldn't believe the first time, even though they had it on film.
Yeah.
And then they gave me the role.
You think that's in part because there aren't the kinds of roles that are you not getting the kind of scripts that you used to get, so now you have to audition?
I've been offered some series that I didn't think were terribly interesting. I mean, one of them, I won't mention the name of it, but I mean, I would be playing a character that was really advocating something that I'm very much against.
Right.
I can't say more about it, that's otherwise, you know, I'd be knocking the show.
Yeah.
The parts are thin. Yeah. At this age group, absolutely. Plus, they don't usually hire me to play, you know, a middle-aged 54-year-old woman, which is what I am.
Yeah, well, you don't look that, and you don't have to play those parts.
But the next role, I just did another comedy, mm-hmm. and I'm actually, you know, playing it with some graying hair and the rest of it, and it's, again, very funny, but I'm actually playing middle-aged just to show people I can.
Yeah, well, she can, and you don't believe me, go see Wedding Crashers, starring Owen Wilson and one Jane Seymour. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.
All the best to you. That's our show for tonight. Thanks for watching. Talk to you on PRI this weekend. Keep the faith.
Now you must go.
But you do believe. I mean, really believe in the cards.
They have never lied to me.
Then they won't now. Pick one.